Some things in life just keep popping up, like Joe Biden's Peg D whenever he sniffs a child. But there's also Nelson Abick. He's a talented writer and friend of the regiment who put his money where his mouth is to help us save lives and fight demonetization. So if you like kick-ass sci-fi, check out his Too Cool for Earth series on Kindle. Book one is only 99 cents, the other four are just $2 each. That's cheaper than AOC at the glory hole, and far less teeth. Book six is coming soon, just like your mom. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the links in the Meat Gazer box to get your read on. Because it's better to have your head in the clouds than to have your head up your ass.
What's going on, you slingback sallies or mugging mics?
Oh my god.
Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. I remember back in the day when I myself was the hot dog looking for a hallway, if you know what I mean. You know, when I was young, dumb, and full of stuff that rhymes with, dumb. But I'm older now, and I am suffering from the slingback effect. This is unavoidable, especially if you were like me and you were slinging seed like an old bird feeder. The more lawns you water, well, it's more likely you'll get a slingback. A slingback is basically this. It's a woman that you used to date, who dumped you, and then down the road, they show up to give you the miraculous second chance.
You're a damaged goods lady.
But you're older now. You're wiser now. At least I hope so. And like always, things come in threes, like your options. Number one, you can accept the offer and date her because you're just that smart. She's different, and she loves me, and it'll work this time. Uh-huh.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
You are aware of the modern definition of insanity, correct? Number two! You can tell her to go kick rocks and pull someone else's cocks. You want nothing to do with it. Or option number three, and this one is quite entertaining, and we call it retribution coitus. Winning. Otherwise known as the pump and dump or the smash and dash. Or if you prefer, skeet and delete.
Because I am a depraved and horrid little monster raised by a bad mummy.
I am not telling you what to do one way or another, but I will break down this retribution coitus for you right now. With some help from Crazy Uncle, who cooked up this entire episode, winning. If you guys haven't already subscribed to his channel, link in the Meat Gazer box. With that being said, it's time for some herbal tea with a couple shots of Cut My Balls, and let this insanity begin. Yeah. Now listen, if you have come this far, pun intended, you are seriously reconsidering putting your penis in that bear trap yet again.
Disappointed!
But before you do that, there are some things that you have to consider. The first question on your mind should be this. Why? Why now? Why this time? And also, what happened while you were apart? I'm thinking there's some gas station sushi that spent just a little too much time on the shelf and is now moldy and stinky, and they know it. That is so fucking mean! But it's true! This is the type of stink that you cannot wash off in the sink, Screen 5.
Wash they pussy in the sink?
So without any further ado, let's discuss these reasons of why. First reason, this is a genuine thoroughbred slingback. This usually means it's been about 7 years and there's been a minimum of 3 failed relationships for her. For you, you either got ripped or got rich or perhaps both. Will they admit this to you? Of course not, but you let them talk enough, eventually they're gonna spill out the Frankenbeans, Screen 5.
What?
She's probably been social media stalking you between relationships the entire time. And you want to know why this happens? You are actually the good guy that got away. These women are so full of themselves, they actually believe you're going to jump at this chance. They think they can dump you, stack more bodies than the Holocaust, and then show up at the finish line for all of the cash and prizes. Winning, no. And here's the real sad part. There are guys out there that fall for this bullshit. She's changed. She's more mature. She realized what she let go. Police, bitches! You clearly need some booze, but sadly, they do not ship to Fantasyland.
By the way, I faked every orgasm.
Reason number two, which she already did to you, she wants to cheat on her current boyfriend. Monkey branching 101. You don't let go of this banana until you have a firm grip on this banana, if you know what I mean. Make sure you tickle the underside of that banana and get that smoothie all over your face because it's so healthy. Winning. No, it's gross. Talking about getting your daily dose of potassium. This is nothing more than full-on disrespect for you and her. Because in her mind, she's making it up to you, right? She cheated on you, but now you're the side piece, and in her warped mind, it evens out somehow. Hamster wheel in overdrive.
You whore!
Number three, and let's be honest, they're depressed, Wayne. Back in 2010, a quarter of women were on headmens. It's gotta be higher now. What actually causes this depression, you might ask? We can boil it all down to one sentence. Consequences for decisions and actions. And the reason they're knocking on your door is because they don't see you as a threat and they certainly don't respect you. But it goes even more balls deep than that. Hooking up with an ex from 7 to 10 years back is the closest they will ever come to having a time machine. And these time-traveling hobgoblins, they want a taste of what it was like before they threw it all away. And they traded it all in for a one-way ticket to you-know-where.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
And you can usually see this coming, figuratively and literally. You will usually get this call right before they slam into the wall at 0 eggs per hour.
How dare you!
And you will see all of the outward signs right away. Weight gain, sometimes weight loss, bastard child, and of course, fading looks. Bottom line, they're looking for a good man to save them. Do not be a sucker. Number four, and this happens more often than you think. They are actually pushed into it by their frenemies. Women keep women single. And I've been saying this for years, and in current year, it is truer than ever. Misery loves company, and that's why they push her in your direction. They know by looking at you, you will either kick them to the curb, or you will plow and disavow, screen five. Then after the bail situation, her friends welcome her back with open arms.
We'll always be friends.
Right. That's right, ladies, you stick together, because Box Wine and Catland has got a kick-ass bingo club. Winning, no.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Reason number five, and this one is the most common. Because once again, they're facing the consequences of their actions, and now are in deep trouble. Usually, not always, but it's usually money trouble, let's be honest.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They want to be bailed out figuratively and sometimes literally. I pity the dude that literally picks up a woman from a jail for retribution coitus. The good idea fairy called and he left a message. What could go wrong?
Stop it!
Sorry, ladies, but the best time to pull this bullshit is when you're young and fertile. Instead, you seem to always wait until you've already hit that wall. And the only ones stupid enough to consider this are the guys you're going to cheat on. Again. So you can already see, no matter what her reasons are, not one of them plays well for you. Unless you're a simp and a wimp, and this is the only way you can get your dick moisturized. Just saying.
Ugh, as if.
Now, if you're watching this show, I don't have to worry about it. In fact, I'm pretty much sure you'll be okay. But if this is a surprise to you, you might want to consider supporting the channel. You can become a member of the regiment by clicking on the link tree in the description. There are 4 ways to join, and every single one of them is a non-gay good time.
You are fined 1 homo suspicion point for violation of the Man Code Morality Statute.
Speaking of good times, we're going to talk about the pros of engaging in retribution coitus. You can have a temporary, not live-in, penis massager. Let's be honest, there's some guys out there in dire need of a slump buster, and you will trip and fall into this trap. Over and over again, and if you're really unlucky, you're coming back with some swamp water on your pants, just saying.
I can't do it!
Pro number 2, and logical men need this. It's called closure. A lot of these women, they won't even break up with you. They just disappear. Now let's be honest, even though we're logical creatures, we are capable of getting our fifis hurt, which happens all the time. So when somebody who rejected you crawls back to you, you kind of get the opportunity to sew that wound shut.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
At the very least, you can seal it up with some liquid Band-Aid, if you know what I mean. Winning! And I can say this because I've engaged in retribution coitus about 3 times.
Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on!
Number 3, if you're a revenge guy like me and you can get back at someone that hurt you, winning! In other words, don't be a quitter. Hit her in the shitter, screen 5. And they'll always say how sorry they are for betraying your trust. 1, 2, 3. Bullshit! This is so transparent, Hanson sells it with a lifetime warranty. She's not really sorry. She's actually still using you until something better comes along.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And that brings us right to the next category, known as cons. Because that's what this is. One big con.
Well, duh.
Number 1, this is an actual Hail Mary pass, and the chances of her becoming a psycho stalker go way up, especially if you fuck up and give her the 10 dick. In all likelihood, this woman has been balled out, walled out, and is now stalled out. Not with just the football team, but the entire stadium. She is a mere shadow of what she once was, and she's desperate to rope you back in. If you are stupid enough to take her up on this option, you fully deserve all of the bullshit you're gonna get.
He's right.
Here is a controversial thought. The phrase, once a cheater, always a cheater, only applies
to women.
Because when men cheat and we get caught, we get reamed out like a douche canoe by the court system and the rest of the world. There's always one side of the family. As a dude, they ensure you will never stray again.
Motherfucker!
But when you're a woman and you get caught cheating, everybody makes excuses for you. With friends like that, who the hell needs frenemies?
Always the man's fault.
Bottom line, if she perceives you as her last shot, get ready for one hell of a long, bumpy ride. It's a bumpy road covered with glass and eggshells, and you have no flashlight, and it is dark! Just like the men she cheated on you with, Screen 5.
That's racist!
You will not be allowed to talk to any women at your work. Even your family will go MIA because she is driving them off. What she's doing there is she doesn't want to risk your family or your friends asking you very telling questions like,
are you out of your fucking mind? She already fucked you once. She will fuck you again. Don't do this. She's worn out, walled out, stalled out, and balled out.
No.
And remember this fact. Most domestic violence is started by chicks, especially when they're desperate.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Number 2, and this one would explain why she's in trouble. She's got a bun in the oven, and she's gonna pass you off as the baker. Winning. Oh, fuck no.
How about new?
Because you were partners in the past, and it's not weird just to go right to raw dogging it. Right? Oh, no. Baby trapping has been a thing since we were communicating with hieroglyphics. But she's different. She would never do that to me. Yeah, right. Rongo Bongo, because she's been already injected with so much white stuff, she looks like a double stuffed Oreo. Do you have any idea how many dudes have been roped in by this bullshit? But after the kid is born, the math isn't mathing. I've had this counseling session with quite a few dudes over the years.
Houston, we have a problem.
Or here's the kicker. She's not pregnant, but she tells you she is.
She can't get pregnant twice, so I guess it's okay for me to raw dog it, winning. No.
Don't be that guy. Make her take the test and stay in the room and watch. Watch the Orain hit that stick and wait for the line to appear, or not. If you're lucky, it's not. And if she refuses, she loses.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If you're stupid enough to ignore the warning signs and hit this raw, do us all a favor. Punch yourself in the balls every day for the next 18 to 21 years, because that will be less painful than the fucking you're about to get.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Number 3, they are literally trying to infect you with some herpagonous syphilades. This is becoming more and more common in current year. A woman who gets infected because of her own poor decisions, they're not going to take responsibility. You're not the guy who infected her, it was drug dealing Dan over there who put it in her butt. That doesn't matter because all men are responsible for it now.
Always the man's fault.
You have a Y chromosome, so guess what? You're already in the line of fire. Unless you want a burning ring of fire, don't put your dick in that crazy bitch. But that's not the only reason they do this, and the next one is even more insidious. They want to infect you to force you to stay with them.
No one will want you now, so you have to stay with me.
A lot of these dudes wind up giving their Beretta a BJ. Why do women do this? It's actually a fairly simple reason. After a breakup, and it doesn't matter if you broke up or she did, it's still all your fault. And they think the best way to get back at you is to become the town bicycle. Ah, Jesus. And it is because these women believe in the gigantic lie.
Men and women are physically and mentally equal. We're totally the same.
No, we are not. Women and men want different things, and that's the way it has been for since, I don't know, ever. But because they're so stupid, they actually believe that, they get more cream pies than my first girlfriend, Little Debbie. And even though it's all her fault, she still wants to take it out on you. Because you were a good guy, and you should have been good husband material up until the point she kicked you to the curb. And here's the real twisted part. Women like this, they are furious with themselves. And because they won't admit that and confront it, they make the same mistakes over and over and over again. We've all met these women before. They are angelic, perfect beings, and all of their ex-boyfriends are abusive drug dealers who only wanted sex and left them high and dry. Yeah, right.
Are you feeling sorry for me?
No.
Number 4. She comes back because she's expecting you to pay off all of her debt. She won't say it, but you will be love-bombed to the point where you think it's a great idea. She wants you to get addicted to those stretched-out bagpipes again. Now remember, women are taught what they should expect, and they cannot live beneath those standards for very long. Even if it's not a slingback, you should still investigate the finances. If she starts pushing you for a joint bank account, you better be pushing her for all of her bills. More than likely, she's not going to offer you all of this information up front. She'll cherry pick a few things and offer those up to you, hoping that you'll be so stupid you'd be like,
well, she's being totally honest. She might have changed. So where do I sign?
Fuck that. Thankfully for everyone involved, we have the internet.
Winning.
All you really need is her social security number, and if that falls short, cough up the money for a private investigator. They do this all the time. Then and only then you can make an informed decision. Women in the mainstream media share a common modus operandi. They lie all the time by omission. Okay, maybe you didn't lie, but it's still deception.
But wait, there's more.
Number 5, and this one is also very predictable. She only returns because she wants you to be a stepdad. And of course, it's always the baby daddy's fault, right? Don't fall for that bullshit, dudes. Most single mothers are that way by choice. Now, are there dudes out there that'll raw dog it and don't care if they get women pregnant? Of course there is. But more than likely, I won't associate with that person and he might just wind up on my beat on sight list. As a father who had his children's childhood stolen from him, I take this one kind of personal. If you have an opportunity to see your children and you refuse, that's reprehensible behavior, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, it is. It's my opinion that it's a motherfucking fact.
But it doesn't matter who knocked this chick up, because I'm not the idiot who's paying for these bastards. It's bad enough that my tax dollars are stolen from me and then handed off to these irresponsible bitches. Make no mistake, ladies, you are the gatekeepers to sex. So any child produced during that act is 100% your fault. Especially when these ladies have the AAA option. Abort, abandon, and adopt. There is no excuse. Your irresponsible actions have been filling cemeteries and prisons for quite some time.
Emotional damage! Where's the therapy button?
Bottom line, dudes, even though you snapped this woman's spine 5 days a week back in the day, today, current year, you do not owe her shit. And you certainly do not owe 5 children from 5 different men that she brings along with her in tow. So let's just boil this down the redonkulous way. Is it worth it? Is it really worth it, 30 seconds of oh baby, to get even? I think not.
I need this man to tear all my clothes off.
Work, work.
Remember this, dudes, in all likelihood, she broke up with you. And current year with modern women, all relationships are transactional. They will never do anything without a guaranteed rate of return. Just ask all those guys who got served divorce papers after they got injured, sick, or lost their jobs. Or the guys who get served right after they get done paying off their wives' student loans. And that maneuver right there killed a close friend of mine, winning fuck no, and broke my heart. Or, let's get really vindictive now, shall we? Let's ask the dudes who are paying child support on children they were love bombed into adopting. Now, I've seen some underhanded evil shit, but that right there is near the top of the list. Right next to the woman who gets knocked up with another man's child while she's married to you. And if she kept it away from you for over 2 years, you're on the hook for child support for 18 to 21 years, even with a DNA test.
Because that right there, you know, it's the best interest of the child. You know.
Yeah, fuck off!
This is bullshit.
Dudes, save your sanity, save your health, save your money. And as a result, save your soul. If she didn't deem you worthy to spend her best years with you, do not step up to save her from her worst years. Only suckers do that, and I don't forge suckers, I forge men. Suckers, well, they wind up a number that I can't quite put on this board. If you really want retribution, simply do this. Live well, because it is the best revenge. And when these women come calling, don't pull the pussy card and say, well, I'm already in a relationship. Reject them outright on their own merits and tell them the brutal truth. If I wasn't worth it then, you're not worth it to me now. Because one of us actually gained value as we aged. The other one squandered it. So I am going to take my value and go watch me some Space Ghost. Boom. There are times where the last second touchdown does occur, but it is exceptional rarity. I watched a Michigan State game years ago where that happened. That's full testiculus redonkulitis. They swoop in and they think they can just
corral you and cut you off from your friends and family, because all of them will be telling them she's old, worn out, and she's already fucked you once, but not in a good way.